LaRue said by what I had on Marty, that he might have been, let me say, I don't think that Marty, or LaRue, or Mitchell, or Drew, or anybody want to hurt the president. I'm not sure if they feel that way. That has got to be a tattoo for everybody, because this is a man who got that awful. But also, it happens to be true. If not, I do it on the front of the
day. Don't have a, that doesn't apply, and they do, I think, rationalize it themselves. That hurting or getting anybody else could be
trying
good for the president rather than bad. And that's
what we're doing.
Certainly both would be the top of that. Both first, then all of them, then being
you see, I think a Marty started the time, so he frankly is close with the Enoch.
Well, maybe. If he put it away, I'd actually be worried.
Maybe both parties.
No, I mean, I don't think he has any personal desire to get me. I think he would. I know he'd be close.
But they,
all did. And any visual group does it.
You can make a hell of a circumstantial case on COVID. He's a guy who, seen his buddy. Many who apparently do a lot of I'm smart. I've had a ton of money.
Yeah,
but
that's
correct. Right. But I mean, Cole is closer to this group of robbers than anybody else. That's the problem. Cole's got a very
good no bad belief.
Oh, no.
Okay. I mean, that is smart. I love your voice, but he has no strength of his strength.
Well, that's how I do this.
Let it be bent over.
If he gets cut, Hunt takes this money. So, put it for cover
up. I'm going to need a bit of skill.
For how to get Hunt community.
I don't know. Make them community as a standard.
I'm going to give them community for additional
time. He's affected now, he says, so it'll be for additional. If you have a sense
of being a child. So, they could get it. How did that to give it a value for the cover?
The harsh money.
How do you handle the problem with the
money? You didn't sell all that.
Of course, black,
gold, and iron, and all. You don't handle it all, that's gold. That's gold, because that's where it goes from. That was the line of communication.
Oh, that's the only thing that we had on that. Except Mitchell, apparently, had said something about money to the people.
The money.
And Mitchell has never, did he ever discuss things with you now? Did he ever discuss with you? Did he say about the baby when he tried to sign with you? They're all in the same room.
I think the only time he made it, you know, we've got to take care of these people.
Well, I understand that. But he's never said, look, you're going to get a part for these people when this is over. Never seen that such language around your head, John, that's the name of it. The dean and his
wife have the question. I really have the phone.
So the dean is never raised. In fact, Dean told me, I said, what's that cost? And he continued this report, just about $1 million. And then they should have, I hope you don't get your money. Yes, you can get that. I know, I'm leaving. That's the point. That's the fellow that the whole SMR, that's my client. Unless I hear that something, say, look, fellow, it's too bad, and I give you exactly honestly like tomorrow. What the hell do you think human being, I mean, you think that the point is, you can sit in their ass in jail for 4 years, and their family's not taken care of? That's the point. Now, where are they going to get the money for that? That's the reason totally involved in that. It's that society that I just thought you'd make a lot of money when they're asking problems. Not only are probable, there's no way to get the money. Who would have come happen if they had to get that money?
We didn't work in a long
time. I remember you told me to see, but you said you told me one way down.
You were saying that very interesting.
I know. I appreciate the work you're doing for us.
I didn't mention my book.
Good old Tom has raised money, apparently. He's doing this. The word never came up.
I do appreciate what you're doing.
I do it for the first. service of helping the poor bastards through the trial. You can't act on that, John. You can't. Or could you? I guess you could. Attorney Steve. Could you get a support program for these people for the poor aiders? Well, they've supported other people to get every year.
I think you made a very powerful point.
he will become a focal point in the earth.
But we'll have, yes, exactly.
He'll be a focal point.
He'll be a deep rock.
With less protection.
That's right.
And with less incentive.
Well, the point that I think,
he did with all the property
now,
in terms of the higher good.
But Dane, he's going to have a problem with Dane. I feel that I should not talk to him.
I have something.
But I ain't about the police.
I have something.
What do you say about the police?
He said it was a question. No. He said he knew, he had to know that people were trying to bring that result about.
Right.
And he said, you know, the way I can end this one, I would go to the beach in campaign headquarters, we'd get through the meeting, and Mitchell and LaRue would say then you've got to do something about this. And Mitchell's strong answer was to turn to John D.
And what are you going to do?
And so John said, I got to be a kind of a water carrier. I'd come back from those meetings and I'd kind of see Bob or me or somebody else and say, well, Mitchell's got this big problem. And then they'd say to me, well, I don't know what I'll do.
What do you mean? I'd see Bob and what would he say was the problem?
He's saying these guys, Hunt's getting jittery and says that he's got to have some deal, $1,000, and Mitchell's terribly worried about it. And it was never his friend, but it was certainly understood.
Okay, on the question of Bodie, then, no, I just told the conversation to be put in perspective that Bodie was never discussed.
Never discussed with me in those days.
Right.
Right.
The Bodie was the health defendants who were, by golly, with. Working for it,
but I don't think it never really got that far because my conversation with John was never that interesting. I just don't know what to do for him.
Yeah, and they may have offered a few bucks.
We referred him to Kalmbach. He laid him to Kalmbach. I gave him the missile. And just got he can't come here and ask for help. We don't have any. That's the one thing. Where did you go for 31 hard you got in the sense that 350 you have
yet,
which was not our own. We did move back over there.
For this purpose?
You might be able to
yeah. Who asked for it?
Nobody.
I mean, how did who was asked for that? Who was going to move from the 350? How did
you?
How would
nobody? Nobody. Gordon Shaw came to me after the election and said, you have $350,000 in cash, what do you want to do with it?
This was not requested by the roof.
Of course, no, the problem is getting the thing about. They wouldn't take it.
They didn't know how to
work. That money, the guru didn't know what
that is.
That
is
what they wanted to take. The roof wanted it. But they knew what wanted to take it. They should know how to account for it.
Well, then,
frankly, you don't have to account for it, in my opinion.
Well, but he was the 1970 money, right?
You have to account for it now, because President Lou is in personal receipt under grand jury knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Put it in there.
nothing. You got it, nothing I am. It is 11 o'clock. All right. 11 o'clock, two parents, this is fine. So off we go. Mitchell is from 2 hours away in his bed. I think he's going to come down and do it today. I think, what? Bob, I think you have to go out and call it. No. And ask him if he can come down.
Better to recruit for you.
thinking over this whole subject matter, trying to bring to the present something more than John Dean was there.
Can you tell him that you talked to him and what he said is
attorney client or no?
Yeah, no, okay.
I'll simply say that it is, you know, needed an investigation which determines whether or not the White House is involved. My responsibility is greater than that. It was arranged with the whole thing to try and bring to the present a new information that likely happened. Version of what transpired, and from what I've been able to put together, I've advised the president, and he is this morning. And he has directed me to immediately contact you. Really accepted point of view in all of this. People should not disclose what they know because it somehow serves the president. Apparently, considerable criminal jeopardy. What do you want to do from your own standpoint? I want you to have your message from life. I don't want to see any way of feeling as serving his interests. I you to remain silent. Decide what to do from your own personal standpoint. And I have any right to interfere in that decision. If there ever was a repetitive to your coming forward by reason of your of what the president wanted you to do. I think it's my job for your party to what is actually the case.
I would also oppose, I put a couple of reasons on that. Let me just start here by talking to the president. So, great affection for you after your battle. You have affection for my mind. And then last night, before you were here, the devil and all that, you have a little kid, you have a lovely wife and all the rest.
Frankly, John, on the executive privilege thing, he's probably offered a new deal. are you going to suggest that you do, John?
Well, if you ask me, what do you want me to do?
I'm going to say, if
you would do what I ask you, what I would suggest, you would pick up the phone, or you would allow me to pick it up, and call her ourselves, and make an appointment today, go over, and talk with the U.S. Attorney about this case with the county. Would you be the president to tell me you're going to do it? Okay. Well, you're acting in effect to down and you're guilty. And I would say, look, John, you're the only one who knows. You say it on your mind, but you're guilty. I can decide whether there's any rule between what you know and the ultimate action of the jury through which you might pass or punish. I can't make that judgment for you, and I'm going to be great to make it for you. All I'm saying is that you're looking at this thing from the standpoint of the president. Today is probably the last day that you can take that action, if you're ever going to take it. I do the president too good.
Do you realize, John, that my boss, Cole, maybe all of them are going to get involved in this one too?
We're looking at this thing not from the standpoint of any other individual, looking at it from the standpoint of the presidency, and that's the only way I think you and I can approach that.
And I'd go further and say the president has said, look, it's just fall weather thing. You know, we're not going to cover for anybody.
That's right.
But you agree about that? That is it.
Thank you.
somebody comes to
you're not just doing this on your own, freewheeling. Bob says we've talked it all over.